I dag skal vi til Chile, og der lager de veldig kule Pinot Noirer. Og vi skal til og med snakke med vinmakeren, så dette kan bli veldig hyggelig. Følg med! Hjertelig velkommen til en ny episode av Kjells Vinkjeller. Tom Amorati Løvås himself på plass. Vi i flotte omgivelser, Tom. Flotte omgivelser!
Det vi, og det veldig gøy når Kjells Vinkjeller og Drinkfeed, da, som meg, ja. Får lov å sitte liksom, i ærverdige Grand Hotel og føle at vi verdt noe. Vi har en plass i verden.
Endelig vi verdt noe, Tom.
Ja, og nå skal vi snakke om noe som på den helt andre siden av verden.
Ja, vi er på biblioteket. Library, stod det på ja. Når vi kom inn døra. Det det er et bibliotek. Det noen bøker her, men det ingen som har bladd i de på mange år.
Nei, dette sånn sted man gjemmer seg bort. Det sånn, det ingen som går på bibliotek lenger.
Nei, det det. Sånn det. Ja.
Vi skal gå over på engelsk hvert øyeblikk. Vi skal snakke om Chile. Vi skal snakke om Connoisseur, som dagens vin.
Ja. Og det som litt gøy jo at disse her lager jo, det Pinot Noir som druen som vi skal snakke om, og de lager 9 forskjellige Pinot Noirer, og vi fikk velge litt hvilken vi hadde lyst til å ta for dem, for det jo vi som lager podcast. Og da gikk vi for den flotteste da, til Fjong skal vi være.
Ja, du klinket til Løvig.
Ja, vi tar den fineste.
Hvem er dyrest?
Ja. Det var nesten sånn.
Så da slår vi på engelsk. Yes. And it's very nice to welcome you from all the way from Chile, Mateo Rios.
Well, thank you very much. For me, it's a big honor and pleasure to be here to show the potential of the Chilean wines and the diversity of our country. That is the reason we have here. It's one of the more favorite markets.
And you are the winemaker from Connoisseur, right? It's your decision how the wines are coming out.
Yes, I am. I feel a really lucky winemaker for being part of this project, and working in Connoisseur since 2003. So 22 years. When it started, I think it's just a step of my life, but then we growing together with the project. We start to open the minds and can discover new valley, develop the organic project. And finally today is part of my life. It's like I want children more.
Yeah. And Pinot Noir is one of your biggest grapes that you produce.
Yes. Pinot Noir is one of the biggest variety we produce. It's not typical in Chile because Chile normally was a Cabernet, Merlot, Sauvignon, Chardonnay traditional varieties. But the diversity of Chile and the potential of Chile give us the punch of a start to have a new kind of variety. And we start to work with Pinot Noir since the origins, and we really love the variety. And for me, Pinot Noir is one road you start, you never back. Huh? That is the reason we start to grow in Pinot Noir. Today we have 9 different Pinot Noir, and it's a part of our kind of wine.
Yeah. But as a winemaker, do you think that Pinot Noir is a harder grape to make? I always heard that Pinot Noir is the prima donna grape.
So Pinot Noir for me is a challenge variety. Huh? It's a hysteric variety, especially in the vineyards. They don't permit any mistake in terms of the balance, in terms of the waters, in terms of the management of the canopy, especially in terms of the moment of the keep your grapes. And plus in the cellar, also it's hysteric because you need to have a very gentle kind of process. You need to extract the tannin with a lot of soften. And all of that is complicated or more complicated, is challenging varieties. But we finish in the glass with the wine you're thinking is the mere pleasure you can be in your life. It's perfect.
Well, that's a beautiful description of a grape.
Yeah, because I always hear that Pinot Noir is like the prima donna grape, it's hard. But when you do it right, it's a pleasure to deal with. Yeah. What's the hardest thing to work with Pinot Noir, I think? What's the most difficult?
In the vineyard or in the cellar?
No, you can...
both?
Yeah, both.
Yeah. First, you need to find the good place, terroir. Huh? And then you need to know how is the manage in terms of the vineyard, because it's completely different than the rest of red. Huh? It's like a white of the reds. Mm? And for that, it's more delicate. And in the cellar, it's really telling also because the kind of fermentation is different. Pinot Noir really thanks making the open tank fermentation with push down. We use more human energy than machines because all of the softened kind of producer is better wines producer finally. I think that's the more challenge. And another really important point, and maybe one of the more important, is the moment of the harvest. Pinot Noir have only small, window time for pick the grapes. For example, Cabernet, you can have a little more barrels. In Pinot Noir, it's only short one. If you pick before that, it's so green. If you pick a little bit later, it's so old and tired. And that is a really challenging point. And how we do that? Taste the grapes.
Yeah, so you have to be out in the fields and taste the grapes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Which, I have to just ask, which is the easiest grape to produce?
I think it's Cabernet Sauvignon.
Cabernet Sauvignon is easy.
Yeah, because they permit this take, this is more relaxed. Yes.
So it's Pinot Noir, you're focused on Cabernet, yeah, it's coming along.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
You were a bit into it, but and you talked about terroir. And how is the terroir in Chile? Because you are sort of on the border with the Pacific and also the Andes Mountains. You have a very narrow strip that you can grow anything. How do you find that place is suited for your sort of impression of grapes?
Yeah, but it's a really good question because that explains all of the Pinot Noir developed in Chile. How we start to make Pinot Noir? Because when we arrive into our first state, it's located in Timbarongo. It's not really cold area, but 40 years ago, it's one of the cooler area in Chile. That is the reason we start Pinot Noir in this area. It's interesting place. But at the beginning of 19, we discovered in Chile the first coastal valley for the viticulture. The name is Casablanca. And the first vineyard we put there is at end of 18, beginning of 19. And we start to put every variety there. It's every kind of varieties here. Cabernet, Carmener, Syrah, Malbec, and one of them, Pinot Noir. Of course, Cabernet and Carmener never have a good result because they need to hot. But Pinot Noir start to show really good. And in this moment, we understood, in Chile, we have the cool climate in the coastal border of Chile. Then in the 2000 appears San Antonio. It's neighbor to Casablanca and have a more exciting, in fact, or similar excitement than Casablanca because have the influence of the sea. And in Chile, we have the unique condition and we have the Humboldt Current. It's water coming from Antarctica and touch the continent in the middle of Chile when you have located the wines valleys. And that giving to us really cold temperature in the valleys, but also with a lot of sunlight. And we have a lot of sunlight. You can ripe the tannins in the vineyard. Your grape is more thicker because they protect for the sun. But with the cold temperature, we don't lose acidity and we lose a delicate of the aromas. And I think that is the fingerprint about Chilean Pinot Noir.
So the land itself is helping you along to get your expression.
Of course. And plus, we discovered the different kind of soil. In the coastal area of Chile, we had the coastal mountain, that is too much old than the Andes mountain. For that, we can find there a granite soil and red clay, a lot of quartz and different kind of mineral. And it's difficult for the vineyards grown there, but they can have a more complexity wine, a more mineral kind of hints. We also start to discover another cold valley in Chile, but it's in the south of Chile. Biobío Valley is a really good example of that. And then we have another kind of red clay because they have the original also is old, but more young than the coastal mountain. But the region coming from the volcanoes. And for that have a more deep and soft kind of red clay and give it another personality of Pinot Noir. is touch of mineral, but freshness, it's different kind of face of mineral, of Pinot Noir from Chile.
We are soon going to try some of your wine, but before we start that, what's your main goal for making wine? I think in the long term, like in 5-10 years from now, where do you want to be wine wise?
In the different range we do, or what is my projects of?
What's your dream scenario? Are you looking for to make the perfect wine, or are you looking to develop and expand much more for of the connoisseur around the world?
Well, my dreams is position Chilean Pinot Noir in the high level of the worldwide quality of Pinot Noir. Yeah? Can to show the world the Chilean Pinot Noir have a high level of quality if we compare with every best player of Pinot Noir. That's my dream. Because before that, Cabernet Sauvignon is very famous from Chile, but Pinot Noir never have never thinking in Chile when they speak about Pinot Noir. And I think our humble apport of Chile is position Pinot Noir in the mind of the people. And that is my goal.
Chilean and world Pinot Noir. Which is your countries that your are biggest competitions in the Pinot Noir world, you think?
Yes, it's also a question. Because we have a new world. For that, normally we need to compete with a new world. But if you ask me, my goal is to go to compete with Burgundy, why not with German, why not? Well, also in America, you have a Russian River, Oregon is a good Pinot Noir. But my goal is to compete with everyone's.
Yeah.
And try to have a better Pinot Noir for everyone.
Shall we try this one?
Yes.
And see if you are
on track
to your dreams?
Yeah. We are tasting now the Connoisseur Occhio Pinot Noir 2020. This is your flagship.
Yes. That is our best effort in Pinot Noir we do. And for that is the best ambassador about Pinot Noir from Chile. Mm? In this case, 2020 coming from Casablanca Valley. It's 85% from Casablanca and 15% coming from San Antonio Valley. And the nice point here, all of the process is by hand. We pick in small boxes. Mm? The softening coming of you arriving to the harvest. Then we have an optical selection. It's the unique machine in all of the process. Then we make all berries. We make a cold maceration. It's a small open tank. We have a cold maceration about 1 week, 4 days, 1 week. And that is the moment we start the coli fermentation. And what we ask, we put one person inside the tank and we have a feed crushing. And that is not for marketing. It's because the human energy is softer than any machine. We start the coli fermentation and all of the extract of the tannin, we make again by hand with a push down or pH. And then when we finish the coli fermentation, we move with gravity. And another really unique point we have in Osio, we go directly of the fermentation tank for the barrels. What happened there? The barrel number one is different than the barrel number 2, 3, 4. We have around 10 barrels per tank. We age in separate. We rack in separate, barrel per barrels. And then at the end of the years, coming Martin Pré from the magic Jacques Pré in Burgundy is our consultant. And we decide in a blend tasting, barrel per barrel, what is the best blend for Osio. And we make the blend. After 9 months, always say like it's a brain because born the Osio. And the next 6 months, we have a balance between barrels and cask for to have an oaky wine and follow the elegance and delicate.
You've been tasting.
Yes, and enjoying. The fruit here is really nice, but it has like it's a high acidity. It's good high acidity here. Of course, you have the kirsebær, som sorterer opp I cherries. You have the cherries. You have the some oak vanilla tastings, but you have this freshness that's really fruit freshness.
Yes, that's big beneficios we can have in the coastal area of Chile. Remember the condition, because, sorry for the insist, but in that, the condition of high sunlight and cold temperature is a fingerprint of our Pinot Noir. And in this case of Valley, giving to us the possibility to pick the grapes in the right moment when you have a high acidity. We have the possibility to ripe the tannin in the vineyards, but never lose the acidity and the delicate. And that giving to us to make a more delicate kind of wine and big potential of aging in the times without lose the concentration and without lose the vibrant or alive in your palate.
How much do you produce of this wine?
The end of the years, because the vineyard is the boss. But it's about between 10,000 liters, 15,000 liters maximum.
So it's a rather small production.
Yeah, I would say in terms of the in the big picture, this is a small and delicate sort of orange. How do you find it, Gabriel? Because we are allowed to say
we
that.
We can brag about it.
Matthias is not allowed to say how he feel about
it. I feel like the freshness is here, the fruit is there, the maturity in the oak, and it's the smell of it. You can smell
the
it.
Nose for, here yeah, nose is, the nose is fabulous.
It's really, really, really nice. I'm a Pinot Noir enthusiast, so this is
the nose is like you can't stop smelling it. You don't want to stop smelling it to taste it. And that's the almost a problem because it gives so many layers of stuff. I have to say I'm quite impressed of what Matthias has been making here. Actually,
it's doing good work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
which type of food do you want to pair this with?
I think that's a good question. Thank you. Especially for example for the Norway salmon here. It's a really good part
of fish.
Fish is but with a little fat fish has salmon tuna is a good one. And another really like food pairing with that is duck. Huh? Duck or game como se llama?
Small games.
Small games, yeah. Duck is really good. It's really good food pairing with this wine.
Yes, we only had to grab the gun and run out to the forest then.
I saw a lot of ducks in the park earlier, so it's going to be easy.
This is perfect. I think we're going to say to Matthias, thank you very much for joining us in
thank you
in
for
the show.
Having excellent wines. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. No, thank you for your time. Thank you for having this opportunity to show the potential of Chile, the diversity of Chile, and the real show the world. We not have only easy wines. Also, we have a potential to make a really complexity and high level of wines. Yep.
Veldig bra, skal vi runde av på norsk?
Vi må runde av på norsk, for da skjønner ikke han hva vi snakker om, men
nå kan vi si hva vi egentlig tenker.
Ja, men jeg synes dette her grisebra.
Veldig bra, altså seriøst, jeg gjentar det, altså duften her, kan du sitte, jeg kan sitte og ha den I snuta I timesvis. Altså.
Ja, denne vi smakte da Connoisseur Occhio Pinot Noir 2020, og den koster 499 kroner, så det en dyr Pinot Noir for mange, men dette her kanskje den beste de har. Altså, her vi langt opp på 90-tallet på poeng.
Jeg har rundet 90 på skåren her, og for å si det sånn at vi må jo til disse filetene våre I Europa for å finne tilsvarende, det tør jeg påstå.
Ja, altså denne her pleier å si at denne koster I hvert fall dobbelt eller kanskje triple I Frankrike hvis det på
hvis
den
kvaliteten. Hvis vi hadde tatt en burgunder men, som vi hadde likt like godt, ja.
Det som det gøy med Connoisseur at de har også bag-in-box Pinot Noir hvis du har lyst å prøve de litt enklere greiene, og de fine de også, 20 barrels I 250 og bisletta til 134 og sånn, så det jo rimelige vinner, men her har de liksom gjort det beste av det beste.
Ja, du bare må få det dyreste da.
Så ja, klart. Ja, men det jo så digg.
Ja.
Jeg koser meg.
Jeg klager ikke, ja.
Jeg skulle ønske jeg ikke kjørte bil.
Nej, det, men det är en yrkesskade vi har då. Vi, ja. Vi kör ju väldigt sällan eller för att säga så, vi dricker väldigt sällan för vi kör
bara spritter, det, ja. Ja. Sånn er det. Men detta här är jättebra. Så gå för Connoisseur. Den är på fem pol. Bland annat på Karmøy har vi funnit ut och i Molde och Lillestrøm så är ju viktiga byer
som man klickar till, men alltså bruk BU då där gå på beställningsutvalget, beställ få det levererat på närmaste pol för alltså nu närmar vi oss som han nämnde oss vilt säsongen och den här går till vilt det det jag garanterar.
Alltså när jag skjuter min första tiur som jag ändå inte har gjort, aldrig varit på tiurjakt så ska jag ha
har du jaktlappen då?
Nej nej, jag har inte pistol eller gevär eller jag har sprättet eller dritt med det. När jag skjuter min första tiur, det kommer säkert att ske en gång. Då ska jag ha den vinn där.
Det ska vi. Vi runder av Tom og Mirat Løvås fra Drinkfeed.
Kjell Gabriel Henriks fra Kjell Svinkjeller. Ha en fantastisk dag videre.